Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Everybody was all hot and bothered yesterday over the selection committee and their choice to put North Carolina in as the 68th team into the field of the NCAA men's tournament. And rightfully so, as, I don't know, North Carolina is not very good. They have one quad one win and they have a quad three loss, which is telling and notable. But North Carolina gets in, and a lot of people have pointed to the committee chairman of the selection committee, Bubba Cunningham, as the main culprit. He is the athletic director at the University of North Carolina. He got a six-figure bonus by the men's team making the tournament, because when the men's and women's teams get in, he doubles his pay for the month of March. So a lot of people are saying, this seems fishy.
Interesting.
West Virginia, far more polished of a resume. Indiana, more polished of a resume. Why in the world would North Carolina get in when they don't have a top 30 win at home? They do not have a top 70 win on the road. How does this happen? What is occurring? But I still go back to, there's 68 teams. Like, there's always work that you can do. Right?
Oh, for sure. But I still believe that, I mean, when you've got group of people who do this and focus on it throughout the year, calling another team in West Virginia a unanimous selection and the other team in North Carolina and not even getting a quarter of those votes.
Well, you're talking about the bracketologists.
Yes.
Who 111 of 111 had West Virginia in, only 27 had North Carolina in.
And
that's a big discrepancy there.
Yes. And that group of people has never had a unanimous selection not make the tournament.
Well, Sam Newman of Awful Announcing is proposing it's time for bracketologists, not athletic directors, to lead the NCAA tournament selections. And there is a big mixed review here of the responses and reaction to this article. It just says, dude, look, there are several people who do this for a living, where this is what they do, is they try to figure out who is in. They look at all of the different indexes, rankings, metrics that the NCAA puts in front of the selection committee, and they try to get an idea of who the best teams are in college basketball. And there is a valid argument in those people watch college basketball all season long.
Yes.
The athletic directors and conference commissioners that are part of the NCAA's selection committee, they don't. And if they try to tell you they do, they're lying, because they have their actual jobs of being athletic directors and conference commissioners to where that takes up a large portion of their time. And this is a side gig that goes to prestige on your resume, and it's the fancy, hey, look at me, I'm selecting all of these teams for the NCAA tournament. Whereas you have, you know, the Joe Lenardis and Jerry Palms of the world, that that's what they do all season long is watch college basketball, follow their resumes, and track which teams are the best ones throughout the course of the season.
Particularly in college basketball, because there's so many teams and the tournament is so big, you can't just parachute in at the end and be like, well, let's look at the resumes. It doesn't work.
But, I mean, they're not... They do have their meetings throughout the course of the season where they all fly to a central location. Like, they met in Carmel, Indiana for the actual selection. And they do go over where the resumes are over the course of the year. They have their conference calls where they're sitting there and they're going through what the net ratings and the KenPom and all of the different metrics that they look at.
But you can't sit here and do this.
But they're not watching every single game, right?
And these guys are.
To say, though, that there would not be bias with those guys doing it is also a lie.
Oh, there's definitely going to be a bias, but when the sample pool is that diverse and there aren't incentives directly tied to them...
Well, you also have to follow, though, if these people who are working for ESPN or CBS and Fox and all of, even independent ones, their storylines that are manufactured throughout the course of a year that... people buy into, including the selection committee.
For sure.
But they also are beholden to those narratives, too, because some of them create a lot of the narratives that prop teams up and that hold teams back. And so it's not like we would escape that as fans of basketball, because that would all still be there, right? I think that some of the line seating, that would make sense and it would be a lot better. But the reality of it is people are going to be upset over the 69th, 70th, and 71st team every single year.
Or in 2 years when it's 76, the 74th.
No doubt about it. How in the world could they let this team in and not this team? Well, because they're really not that good, right? Do we believe that the 38th best team in college basketball can go and win the title this year? No. I mean, nobody's talking about like the KenPom ratings. Ohio State was ranked 39th.
Mm-hmm.
39th in KenPom. Teams that got in behind, there's a ton of teams that got in behind them because Ohio State was 17 and 15, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. Some of the bracketologists take KenPom and they love KenPom. Mm-hmm. Some of them take net rating and they love net rating. And they just try to smash them all together and try to figure out what the best teams are. There's going to be people that will fight and bicker about it no matter what. The reality is, the selection committee, I don't think much changes if you have bracketologists doing it. It's just a new group of people to blame over who the 69th, 70th, and 71st teams are.
I disagree to an extent. I think the seeding would definitely change. I also think that you would not have the back-end outliers like a North Carolina. Because, again, when it's 27 out of 111, you're getting less than a quarter. I think that's a pretty significant difference.
Yeah, nobody really agreed that North Carolina should be in.
No.
But remember, it was last year, it was how in the world do you keep St. John's out?
Yeah.
You know, it happened last year. It happens every year. And somebody would say that about this year's bracket, too.
And I think some of the seeding, there's, you know, Michigan playing, the whole idea of like the committee coming together and making a decision before they go on a run through the Big Ten tournament like that and beat three top 20 teams in the nation. Like that, the fact that they're a five seed is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just like, really?
Like, I don't get some of it.
We're not going to take that into consideration, considering how you're playing going into the tournament is like one of the bigger markers.
I think that you can meet in the middle on this and say that have the selection committee be half of your ADs and conference commissioners, the other half, have them be the bracketologists. And instead of having a chair of the committee that is an sitting athletic director of the final team in the tournament, maybe you should have somebody independent be the person who is on the chair. This is the same thing we talk about with college football too, though, in that having a commissioner of college football, a czar, they need that for basketball as well. Mm-hmm. And have somebody who is the hammer at the end, that it is their job 100% to watch that sport and know it inside and out. And will that person have some sort of bias? Well, yeah, because they went to school somewhere.
They went to school somewhere.
They grew up somewhere.
Or they were an AD somewhere, or they were a chair, provost, whatever, somewhere. Or they worked at a TV network somewhere. Because that's another thing you have to consider here is that, you know, there's ties for like, hey, you know, we want to make sure, you know, this brand. And that's the biggest argument that I've heard just talking to people in college basketball. They're like, we all know why North Carolina got it, because they want the juice on TV.
Yeah.
Which, if you're sitting there saying that's not possible, you're out of your freaking mind. That's very, very, very possible and plausible.
Well, we saw the talking points of the SEC getting 14 teams in was their non-conference record this mm-hmm. year. We went over that last week. The middle and back half of their conference
played
who
no
were
one.
Bubble teams who got all of them got into the tournament. The average strength of schedule was 100 and I think it was 193rd is what it was. It was in the 190s. The average strength of schedule for those bubble teams in the lower seeds, so 6 through 11 seeds that got in from the SEC, was 193rd. That is crazy yeah. to think about.
And if you take, you know, that group of bracketologists, maybe they look at that and they go, yeah, no, man.
Yeah.
14's too many. When we were talking about this, like I said, they're going to get at least 11 or 12. I can't remember what the number was. I was like, they're going to get that. But 14 is bonkers.
It is bonkers.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.